Mr. Derrick.
Dr. Henry, I'm Jeff Derrick. I'm here as a proxy for the Finance Sector Union. Dr. Henry, on the 13th of May 2016, you were reported in the Australian Financial Review as holding the following views, and I quote, "If you were to ask the chief executives of all the Australian banks right now, they would say they are customer-centric organisations. The question is, yep, well, they are. We should think about the possibility that the particular financial incentives we provide do actually encourage behaviour which is not really in the interests of customers." The article went on to also quote you as saying, "The leaders of the banks and the ABA considered that the banks needed to ask themselves a question. Are we really doing everything we possibly can to ensure our organisation is appropriately focused on the customer? Really asking, are we sufficiently focused on the interests of the customer?" End of quote. Given this media report, and in the light of the ABA's Sedgwick review into frontline retail bank staff pay and incentives, how has the board ensured that executive remuneration structure and outcomes will drive better culture from the top down and deliver on rebuilding trust and confidence in this bank and our financial system?
Thank you, Mr. Derrick. That's a very good question. Those comments that you quoted, I don't know whether they are perfectly accurate, but I'm prepared to accept them. They actually sound pretty good to me, and not just because I said them. But thank you. Look, I want to assure you that, as I've said previously, this is something we take very seriously. And we do accept, we understand, that the structure of remuneration at all levels in the business, actually, not just executive remuneration, the structure of remuneration, the way in which people at all levels get rewarded for the things they do in their day-to-day jobs, that can have an impact on conduct. Of course, the other thing that has an impact on conduct is culture. But the two can feed into one another. The structure of remuneration can affect the culture of the organisation. We're very well aware of this. There are two things in particular that we focus on as a board. The Remuneration Committee focuses on it, and I know that Andrew and his executive leadership team focus on it when they are assessing the remuneration and the performance of the people below them. The first is whether the person in the job is demonstrating the right values, behaviours which are consistent with the values of the organisation, none of which is more important than the value that all people in NAB sign up to, which is to do the right thing. And the values and the code of conduct that surrounds the values, these are things that people have to hold themselves accountable for, and they are held accountable for delivering, for performing in a way that is consistent with the values of the organisation and with the code of conduct. So that's the first thing. And that assessment is made of everybody, at every level of the organisation. When I have a conversation with Andrew about his performance, we have a conversation about whether he and to what extent he has demonstrated the values of the organisation in his performance, in his behaviours. The second thing is consequence. That if the right behaviours have not been demonstrated, if there has not been a demonstrated commitment in performance to the values of the organisation, then there are consequences. And those consequences can include a discount on a short-term incentive payment. That discount can be 100%. We don't report on this publicly, but very senior people in the organisation in recent years have received absolutely no short-term incentive payment because of poor performance. Not poor financial performance, but because they have not demonstrated the values of the organisation appropriately in the way that they have behaved throughout the year. Another consequence is dismissal. We do every year dismiss people in NAB, not because they have not delivered financially for the organisation, even delivered, they can say, but I've delivered for shareholders. My actions have improved the profitability of the company. This is in shareholders' interest. No, it's not in shareholders' interest if it does not demonstrate a commitment to the values of the organisation. It might be in the short-term interests of shareholders. You might be able to argue that, but it can't possibly be in the long-term interests of shareholders. So it's through those two things, an assessment at every level of in the organisation that people have been demonstrating the values of the organisation, and then secondly, the consequences if they have not, that we seek to influence conduct and the culture of the organisation.